Welcome back, everybody, to the Nerdcore Podcast, the podcast reviews the movies and talks that nerd shit. This is episode 664, and it is your review of Happy Together. As always, this is the Nerd Chicana here to host the show. Lots of my wonderful co-host, Brad Young Yoda.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Thursday afternoon. Thursday evening.
Thursday evening indeed, Brad.
Thursday evening, still breathing.
Yep. Live and early. For our patrons over at patreon.com/TheNerdCore, where you can get this episode live streamed and early before anybody else gets to watch it or listen to it on Saturday at 12 p.m. by pledging to the $1 tier and giving us a your patronage over there. But of course, before we get into the review, Brad, how are you doing today?
Doing well, Raul. Doing well. I had a busy day.
Yeah?
Very busy.
Yeah, man, I'm starting to realize I shouldn't be watching movies before bed anymore because then I fall asleep late, and I'm falling asleep at work. But the good thing is that I'm on break. But I really put myself through this whole fucking 30-day challenge thing, man. So I'm.
I mean, you halfway.
Yes, I'm halfway. I'm about to be halfway.
Yeah.
60 more to go. Yeah,
I don't do these challenges.
Yeah, but I started. Might as well finish it, right?
Like, I can barely get to the movies Raul tells me to get to.
But oh my god, yeah, I watched this movie today, Brad, and I also watched another film. I finished another film today in the morning, But yeah, I've just been going crazy with that, doing this challenge. I'm so tired. A lot of good movies, though. A lot of great movies.
Oh, that's good. At least you're not watching shitty movies.
No, I've only had one that I was, like, not a fan of. And even then, like, it still has its, like, qualities that I'd have to say, like, hey, like, this is really good stuff. Like, I just wasn't a fan of the, you know, the execution.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
that's pretty good out of 14.
Yeah. Yeah, out of 14, right?
Yeah.
Damn, 14 movies, man. You've watched anything as of late, Brad?
I watched the newest episode of Shogun.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I need to catch up on Shogun.
Mm-hmm.
I need
to... you wait. I'm not going to spoil any part of it. Don't get on Twitter. Don't look up anything on it. Just watch it.
Unlike Dune 2, I haven't gotten a single fucking Shogun spoiler.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I'm just man.
Yeah, when it hits, bro.
Yeah. It's just like in between like watching these movies and everything, man, I'm just like, oh my god. Like I just need to sit down and watch Shogun. But the thing is like what do I do after I'm done with this podcast? I always fucking go play Warzone with my brother until like midnight.
Tell your brother to go play Warzone by himself.
Oh my god, man. Yeah.
The man's gonna be hitting you up way more now since they they took down the hub.
Oh my god, don't tell me that, Brad. I don't need all that in my life right now.
Roll, we gonna play Warzone? Warzone?
Yeah, fuck me, man. Just work and just been watching these movies, Brad. It's been a crazy week so far, but I wanted to pick Happy Together because this movie is from 1997 and I was born in 1997 and this is my month of my birthday, which already passed. So I wanted to go ahead and just choose a film for my birthday. So I was like, cool, let me watch this movie. I've seen this movie like 3 times now. So nothing new I'm going to bring to the table as from what I've had to say in the past episodes. I mean, past the videos. So like if you watch my YouTube review of this on my channel, then what's it called? You know, my thoughts on this movie. And before that, like, honestly, like not much has changed, but I wanted to bring this movie up, because it's a pretty damn good movie and I wanted to bring it up because it's 1997. But, yeah, if you got nothing else to say, Brad, I guess we can get into it.
I got nothing.
All right, man. If you haven't watched Happy Together, you should probably get out of here if you care about spoilers. But if you don't care about spoilers or you've already seen the film, I should probably write a banner for it. Oh, no, it's already there. Yeah.
I got you.
Thank you. You should probably get out of here. But if you don't care about spoilers or you've already seen the film, you can say, oh, my God, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. The spoiler warning isn't affecting me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, Brad. You did not. All right, cool.
Sorry. I keep forgetting because usually you do it anyway. Yeah. You used to do it anyway.
It's because I have another hard drive connected to where the Stream Deck usually is connected. Ah. All right, Brad. Let me go ahead and read this info here. Happy Together is a 1997 Hong Kong romantic drama film directed by Wong Kar-wai, starring Leslie Cheung and Tony Leung Chiu-wai, depicting a couple's turbulent romance. The English title is inspired by the Turtles' 1967 song of the same name, which is covered by Danny Cheung on the film's soundtrack. The Chinese title previously used for Michelangelo Antonioni's Blow Up is an idiomatic expression suggesting the exposure of something intimate. The literal translation is Spring Light at First Glance.
Hmm.
The film was regarded as one of the best LGBT films in the new queer cinema movement and received critical acclaim and screened at several film festivals such as the 1997 Toronto International Film Festival, and it was nominated for the Palme d'Or and won Best Director at the 1997 Cannes Film Festival. In 2022, Happy Together was ranked the 225th greatest film of all time in the Sight & Sound Critics Poll. In 2016, the film was ranked the third greatest LGBT film of all time in the British Film Institute poll. In 2018, it was ranked the 71st greatest foreign language film of all time in the BBC poll. I'm going to check what is that, the second and first. But, of course, written and directed and produced by Wong Kar-wai. And, of course, cinematography is done by Christopher Doyle, edited by William Chung and Wong Ming Liam. And music is done by Danny Chung. And, of course, it sits at an hour and 36 minutes. And it made $320,319 at the box office. So, yeah. And, yeah. Brad, I've already offered so many thoughts on this. I want you to go first for this one. What are your initial thoughts on Happy Together?
First thoughts on this. This is from 1997. And being a Hong Kong film from 1997 about an LGBT couple, that makes it pretty ahead of its time and kind of surprising this even got made. So I give Wong Kar-wai credit in that. I think this film's really good. Like, I think this film's excellent. The look of it overall, you can definitely tell it's a Wong Kar-wai film, which it's almost got like a noir style, but you're following this couple through what Wikipedia said, a very turbulent relationship, a very, not healthy relationship, as they come to grips that they are not meant to be together at all. And I think it's an amazing, it's amazing piece of cinema.
I love this movie, man. When I first watched this movie, I was like, okay, this is pretty good. But I was like, I had seen Chungking Express before this movie. I watched In the Mood for Love. So I was like, oh, man. Like, I'm like, it's not as great as, like, his other movies. And then I watched more of it. I watched it a second time when I bought the set. The Wong Kar-wai, the World of Wong Kar-wai set. And I was like, oh, I still kind of felt the same. I was like, this is good, but I don't think I love it like that. And then I had like really sat with it. And I watched it a fourth time when I did my review of it, when I did the review of the set on my channel. And I was like, oh, you know what? I was like, this is fucking fantastic. Like Tony Leung is so good in this movie. And Leslie Cheung is so good in this movie. Like, their chemistry is so believable. Like, I like, if you would have told me that they were an actual couple and I didn't know anything about these two, I would have fucking believed you. Like, their chemistry is radiating off the freaking screen. On this rewatch, I appreciated it so much of, like, Christopher Doyle's amazing cinematography. I love his use of lights, and I love the way that he...
The overall look of it. Yeah. Just the shot of the waterfall.
Yeah.
Just that shot in particular is, like, that's freaking amazing.
And of course, like how we change between the black and white and the color, it doesn't feel like distracting. It's almost like it just feels very seamless.
Although when that first occurred, because it started in black and white and then moved to color and it switched back for a few times, I wondered if that had any meaning towards that.
I don't know. I don't know, because remember what's it called? Wong Kar-wai is such a like visual director that like I'm pretty sure that was just like, hey, him and Christopher Doyle, like I think we should shoot this in black and white. Like it feels very like very separated from the life that these two feel, so like these two have, and I don't know. I think that it was probably more of like a visual thing for him, because remember in Fallen Angels, Brad, it has like segments in black and white as well.
Yeah. But and the film stock is like it's almost like grungier, grainier.
Yeah.
Like the overall feel, but I don't think that hurts this film. Like we've seen films where like they really need to fix that. This film, it's like it's meant to be in there, because you get this feeling like you this struggling couple trying to, you know, make it from bare minimum, and then they're just giving up and coming back together. And I mean the look of it adds to it.
Yeah. Plus, I love the way that Wong Kar-wai uses music in this film. There's so many tracks here that just like. It fits so well into his movies. It's something that whether you like his movies or not, you know that the way he uses music always pairs together so well with the scenes. Like there's so many examples within like Fallen Angels. There's so many examples within like In the Mood for Love and all these where like the music really does elevate the scene a lot. And in this movie, like it's that way too, you know, like stuff like, it's like the what's it called? Like the song Happy Together. Like when it's used, like I love the way it's used in that. Cuckoo Cuckoo, which is like a fucking what's it called? A song from a very, very sad song. That's one of the songs that I can't listen to anymore because it's like it's talking about it talks about heartbreak, but it also can be interpreted as death. And it's a very, very sad song. But I love the way he uses it with the what's it called, with the Igazu Falls coming down, like with the water, and like, oh my god, it looks so beautiful.
The tango bars,
the stuff from what's his name, the guitar guy, oh my god, is what's his name, Brad, he's a legendary guitar player, Brad.
You think it's Santana?
Zappa? No, Frank Zappa.
Oh, Frank Zappa.
Yeah, that's him, right? Yeah, Frank Zappa. Like I love those tracks he used from Frank Zappa in this what's it called, in this movie too.
I mean, but the overall just like the story of this, it's also like really well done.
Yeah, they're so toxic, man.
They're horrible together, yeah. And it's funny because you have Tony Leung's character, and he basically, you know, takes his ex-partner and brings them back to health after they're like their hands are basically fucked up. And just watching that scene and just how much he cares, and then when his partner gets better, he basically just spits in his face, and you know, they're just so bad together.
Yeah. and like part of me just like makes me wish, like, dude, you should have just gone in with the guy from work, bro. The guy in the kitchen, bro. Cause that like it's obvious that guy really like really, what's it called, liked you. Like he actually kind of liked you. Like it kind of hints to the fact that he might have been gay, but I'm pretty sure he was gay.
I would say probably a 90% chance there. But the girl that asked him to go to the movies, she wasn't bad looking, so I'm still kind of surprised.
Yeah. And then of course the whole like record a message into the thing is like, and it was just him, it's just like
him
sobbing. And this whole film just kind of tells you like how much that Tony Leung's character, he's just holding so much in just to like please this guy who obviously just, to me, it feels like he just wants him around. He wants to be around him just to make sure that nobody else can have him.
That and it's like a stability thing. Like he goes out and he fucks everything up in his life, but like he knows he can come back. And so that moment when Tony Leung's character goes, and I probably should just look up the names. But Tony Leung's character goes back to, was it Taiwan he went back to?
Yeah.
I believe it was Taiwan. And he's not there anymore, and that dude just falls apart.
Yeah. And I know it's not something that, what's it called, is really, like, present in the movie, but the fact that they're, like, in Argentina for a lot of this film, I think has a lot to say about, you know, the handoff from what's it called, Britain, from England, when they hand off, Hong Kong back to China.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, just there's so much things in this movie that are like really a big part of it. And I think that that's like a big part of it too. And just like cultural identity and everything. I think that Wong Kar-wai just has a way of like connecting that in his movies. And, you know, they're immigrants. And, you know, you would think, what's it called? Oh, it's maybe it's because they weren't being accepted back in China because of them being gay. But it's like, it's a more than that as well. It's more of like, you know, the political part of their country.
Yeah.
Which has made them like move over here to the other side of the world. Yeah, man, I think the movie is just beautifully crafted. I think it looks amazing. I think it like has great performances. And you're right, Brad. I mean, 1997, dude, like coming out in China, like
yeah,
in Hong Kong.
I mean,
there's some explicit stuff in here, Brad.
Yeah, like that's going against the status quo for sure back then.
Yeah. And it's like pretty explicit. Like you're not seeing any penetration in anything, but like in those first 10 minutes, like what's it called? They're getting it on. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, really like, I was like, okay. I was really like, oh wow. Like when I first watched this, I was like, wow, he's really going for it, man. Like he's telling them to actually do this, bro.
What's funny is it's the first 10 minutes. That's the most explicit sex scene.
Yeah.
In the whole movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I do love the whole, like, when he was telling him, like, why can't we just sleep together? And he's like
get out of my bed. I will sleep in the bed and you sleep on the couch.
Yeah. You know damn well what's going to happen once you sleep together. It's like,
yeah, he knows what you're trying to do.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, oh,
well,
yeah.
It's like when I go to cuddle Brenda. Yeah. I just want cuddles.
Yeah. Sure. You want cuddles. Yeah. What else? I love that that one frame where they're dancing tango in the kitchen.
Yeah, that was. Man, they got multiple beautiful shots through this.
Yeah, yeah. It's fucking Christopher Doyle, man. He's such an incredible cinematographer, bro. But it's not just even him, but it's also his product. Wong Kar-wai is a production designer who like really gets the overall look of the sets and everything. Just fucking right, man. He does such a great job.
I mean, what number movie is this from Wong Kar-wai?
This has to be number 4 or number 3 because it was before this he did Chungking Express and he did As Tears Go By. No, this is movie number 5, Brad. Yeah.
Okay.
And this was his first time. No, it's and this is his 4th collaboration with Christopher Doyle. Yeah. Yeah. This is 5th movie, man. That's when he's starting to get like Six, yeah. Because you have As Tears Go By, Days of Being Wild, Chungking Express, Ashes of Time, Fallen Angels, and Happy to Get. Yeah, this is like his 6th by now, which, my God, is freaking crazy. That is crazy. But he's really starting to get his style down, and he really has an idea of what he wants his movies to look like. And he fucking achieves it, man. I mean,
his overall look is just like straight noir. Like most of his movies, it's just a straight noir look. And it's kind of brilliant in a way.
You can tell that he has he's very influenced by old Hollywood films, but he's like real, that Christopher Doyle is like really influenced by like these very colorful films, like very neon based. And he kind of uses that like a really interesting way. All of his characters, the characters in here have such a like swagger to them as well. They're very, very like sexy characters. They're very attractive characters.
But honestly, if I were to see a Cowboy Bebop live action movie, It'd be Wong Kar Wai directing and Christopher Doyle on the cinematography.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, you know, and it's like in all of in his characters and his films are always like they're romantics at heart, man. Like that's what they are. They're romantics. And Tony Leung and Leslie Cheung in this film, they're romantics. And but I love that he doesn't straight up make a romance film. He makes a movie about just like people who, because it's so funny because the title is literally Happy Together.
Yeah,
and there's not a single point in this movie where they're happy together or not.
But well, he states he's happiest when he's taking care.
Yeah.
When his ex is all broken and he has to put them back together, that is his happiest. And that's not a very good relationship either.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's so sad, man. It's like, yeah, like, yeah, my, when I'm happy with you is when I'm like, when you're
injured and I have to bandage you.
Yeah.
And just because I know where you're at night and you're not prowling around at night. Both are trying to control the other in a way.
They're both just not good for each other. No. And you can tell they're both very toxic with each other. And but at least
fun watch to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the stuff with the horses too. The horses was so funny, Brad. Like when they're at the horse race.
Yeah.
You could tell Tony Leung is just like, I really don't want to fucking be here.
Like, no, and then they're like, I won. And he's like, oh, okay. We got more tea. Thanks.
Yeah. Oh my God. But yeah, great movie, man. I love this movie and I love rewatching all the time. It's just something that always stands out. And I looked at the poll here and it's like the only other two films that were above it were Weekend and Carol, which I have never seen Carol or Weekend, but I don't know. I don't know, because there's a lot of other really good LGBT films and I've seen a good amount of them before. Mm-hmm. But this one definitely is up there. This one's definitely deserving of the top five. It's such a good movie. But Brad, what is your final verdict on Happy Together?
I think I'm going to give Happy Together a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10? Yeah, Brad, I'm right there with you, man. Put this at a 9 out of 10. I'm pretty sure some people would have some thoughts to say about this, though. It's above, what's it called, Brokeback Mountain. I knew there's people out there that definitely would not put this movie over Brokeback Mountain, but I don't know. Yeah, man, 9 out of 10. I really like this movie. It's a great movie from him. And I always enjoy bringing up Wong Kar-wai on the podcast because I think that he offers a really interesting look. And Brad, you know, I only steered Brad wrong with one movie, I guess. Yeah. Fuck you, Brad.
Can't get them all. You can't get them all.
So when it comes to the movie about love that you just can't have, and a movie with two motherfuckers who are so toxic and terrible of each other.
Oh, Brad's, you know, like, I got to watch the
toxic. You know, I really like the one with the toxic
couple. I like the toxic drama going on.
Yeah.
The other ones, it just pisses me off that they're not allowed to fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Brad's like, yeah. Somehow Brad was like, no, I really like this one. I gravitated more to this one.
Yeah, this one's good.
Yeah, of course I knew that he would gravitate towards fucking Fallen Angels because it's like it's up his alley. He loves noir so much.
I love noirs.
Yeah, but what's it called? Yeah, I don't. I was like, Brad, you gotta fucking kidding me, man. This one.
Yeah, Raul was waiting for me to be like, man, this sucked.
Yeah. And
then I'm like,
I thought this is what he was gonna say. I thought he was gonna be like, bro, this fucking sucked. Why the fuck am I sitting through watching these two terrible people just continue a relationship that is not?
Well, that's just because of Los Perros. This is a little different because, you know, these aren't like very hateful characters. Like they're not great like people, but they're broken people. Los Perros, to me, they're broken people, but some of them are just straight up fucking masochists. Yeah.
At the end of the day, I think that Tony Leung's character does like want, and he does, by the way that he interacts with the guy from work, that he does realize that he does deserve better.
Yeah.
And he also realized that he needs to change some things about himself.
Yeah. And he needed to go back home and revisit something.
Yeah.
And then like the making, I think he made amends with his dad.
Yes. I think he did too.
Yeah. I think that's where it was going with it. So, I mean, there is these characters, most of them are redeemable.
Yeah.
They're just broken.
Yeah. With that said, that concludes our review of Happy Together. As always, we thank you all so much for joining us. You can check us out on our website, nerdcore.com. Our Twitter is @nerdcore_. Instagram and Threads is @thenerdcore. TikTok is @thenerdcore. And, of course, our Discord link is in the description below, so you can talk to us about more Wong Kar-wai films. Because you know you, because if you like them, we want to talk to you about them. And of course, in the comments, talk to us about this movie. Do you like this movie? Have you seen this movie? What is your favorite film for Wong Kar-wai? Let us know, because we really want to talk to you all. We want to thank our patrons to make this possible. You can join our Patreon by going over to patreon.com/nerdcore and pledge to a tier. $1 gets you this episode live streamed, so you can chat with us. Nobody was in chat today, but I'm pretty sure Stacy is probably at work. And he's probably busy. So, you know, just what's it called? Just go check that out, guys. You can chat with us. You can get this early before it drops on Saturday at noon. And yeah, man, our patrons make this possible, man. We love them. They're the ones who make it possible. And we thank them so much for being great people that they are. As always, Brad, let's talk to them about our wonderful executive producer, Shane.
You can follow our friend Shane at twitch.tv/XSRK or on Twitter @thriftedil, or go buy something from the Suppy God at prisoncityvintage.com.
I do need to, what's it called, check to see which ones we've done of this guy, because I would like to pick more, but I'm kind of losing count here, man. I'm losing count over a lot of movies, man. Yeah.
We have watched a lot of movies.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I talked to Aiden. This would have been a great month to do Ingmar Bergman month.
Oh, is he just on his couch?
Yeah, he sadly, his girlfriend sadly, which by the way, what's it called? It's not great about that, but his girlfriend sadly caught COVID. Oh, so he's been trying to, like, what's it called? Just stay in his room to not be interacting with her.
Yeah, poor guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, the New York apartments also do not allow for enough space for that, so.
Yeah, yeah, I could imagine that the other room is just probably like, he's just sitting on the toilet in the restroom. Yeah, yeah.
Aiden just in the closet somewhere, like, Are you feeling better?
Yeah, he said that he's never caught COVID, by the way.
That's good. I mean, yeah. I mean, I've had it 3 times, so.
Yeah. Hey, you're almost catching up to me, Brad.
I'm getting there. Like, yeah. I'm getting there. And I love it. I love that, like, anytime I get it, it's like, it's a head cold.
Yeah. Screw Meanwhile, that. I was like,
like, you okay, bro? Like, no.
No. My God, Brad. But dude, great movie, guys. I loved talking about it. I loved discussing Wong Kar-wai. But as always, we're just gonna get out of here. I'm so sorry. Saturday, I'm gonna remind you guys again. Saturday we have Shogun, and then Sunday we have Invincible. Invincible.
Which, by the way, they said was gonna release yesterday. It did not. They changed it to damn 12 a.m. today. That counts as today, not yesterday. Whoever's doing the fucking Twitter post, you fucking liars.
Hey, don't push them, Brad, because they'll be like,
I watched Shogun, and then I went to watch Invincible, and that shit was not up there. So yeah. Fuck you guys and your goddamn 3 month in between space bullshit.
I want it, and I want it now.
I want now.
Fucking, the show's already done.
What the fuck y'all doing? Show.
I don't get why y'all have to wait on this. But yeah, I'm excited, man. I've been loving the season of Invincible. I'm glad to finally have it back. It's time for us to get back to reviewing that.
We got a lot of shows just falling on us at this point.
Yeah, man.
You're going to have a lot of us on the live show, so be grateful for that, guys.
Yeah, be grateful for that, guys. But as always, we'll catch you all on the next one. But for now, Brad, let's get them the hell out of here.
All right, Raul, thank you for being host as always. Thank to all those who join us in the future chats. Thank you to our listeners, our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And to end this episode, I don't know, find a lighthouse and throw all your sadness off it. You can go out. Don't cry for me, Argentina.